Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Save us, and we will be saved, for you are the one we praise. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 18. We hear those words. Sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he called him, Abraham. Abraham answered, I am here. And God said, now take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains there, the one on which I direct you. And Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, along with Isaac his son. And Abraham split the wood for the burnt offering. And then he set out to go to the place that God had told him about. And on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Abraham said to his young men, or his servants who were there with him, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go on over there, and we will worship, and then we'll come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and loaded it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire pot and the knife in his hand, and the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, I am here, my son. And he said, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And so the two of them went on together. And they came to the place that God had told him about. Abraham built the altar there. And he arranged the wood, tied up Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Abraham said, I am here. And he said, do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked around, and he saw that behind them there was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called that the name of that place, the Lord will provide. And so it is said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, I have sworn by myself, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will bless you greatly. And I will multiply your descendants greatly, like the stars of the sky and like the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the city gates of their enemies, and in your seed all the nations on the earth will be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. God's word is truth. Amen. You know, our hearts might be numb to this account because we've heard it before. Share this account with someone who has never heard it, and the questions fly. What kind of God would ask for such a thing? How could Abraham do it? Do you believe this? Because if you do, I think I'm done talking to you about God. Yeah, people might say such things. It is graphic. It is demanding. It is a message that God wants us to be fully dedicated to being his disciple. And when he asks you in his word to follow him, what will you do? It's hard to give up something you love for the sake of following God. And God puts us to the test as we come face to face with the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. A rite of passage for a person to become a Marine is called boot camp. And there are tests and trials to take you to the limits of your physical and mental endurance. And once endured, it gives a Marine the dedication and strength to face any challenge. A rite of passage for a believer is called life. What tests and trials will come your way? To make it through the test of faith that come, regardless of who you are, God seeks to strengthen you through it, to make you a tried and true man of God, or to be a lady of faith. What shall your test be? God says, worship him. Will you? Now, there are so many other things to do, things to get done and people to care for. How could there ever be enough time to take time for worship and reading his word? God says, that your spirit needs rest, and only in Christ will we find it. It is a daily test. God says to respect marriage. It doesn't matter what society says or what society preaches. It matters what God speaks. And while we let Him be the Lord, when it comes to our lives, our loves, our sexuality, it is a daily test. Cheating and lying to get your way is easy. Might land you the job, the girl, or the fame you are seeking. Telling the truth wherever the chips may fall. Honesty and integrity, what God calls us to, that is a test. If we fail every test, in fact, pursue to fail at every trial of faith, where does that lead? You can have every earthly thing your heart desires and have it mean nothing. If you're into Shakespeare, read Macbeth. I mean, a kingdom is gained through murder and lies. But the conscience will not sleep until justice is done. So too, our conscience speaks. God speaks to Abraham. He says, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and offer him up as a burnt offering. It involves death. It involves burning the sacrifice. A burnt offering symbolizes dedication of the whole person to God. It was to be an animal sacrifice in the Old Testament, a lamb or something, not a child. What God asks doesn't make logical sense. God told Abraham earlier that this miracle son of theirs, Isaac, would be the one through whom God would keep the covenant alive. God made a promise. God cannot break promises. After a sleepless night, Abraham does not delay when day breaks, but prepares everything and sets out. It's a 3-day journey, 50 miles on the back of a donkey. This sermon is about 15 minutes. Abraham has 72 hours to ponder this in his head and in his heart. It's not swift. There's plenty of time to back away from God's will, from God's word. There's plenty of time for reason and logic to scream and shout. There's plenty of time for faith to cower and give out. Not my will, but yours be done, says his faith. Abraham tells the servants, we will worship and then we will come back to you. And we might think, lies, Abraham. That dagger in your hand says otherwise. You know, those 72 hours of prayer, of thinking, of faith beating loudly to demand an answer from the loving Lord came to an answer. We hear in the book of Hebrews, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, was about to sacrifice his one and only son. And Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Somehow God will make it right. Somehow God will keep his promise. God is ever faithful. An altar is built. As Isaac is put on it. And it speaks about the faith of Abraham, his dedication and sacrifice, and too, it speaks about the faith of Isaac, his dedication and sacrifice. If Isaac is strong enough to carry the wood, he's probably strong enough to turn the tables and put Abraham on the altar instead. He speaks, my father, here are the wood, or here are the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham replied, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. Will you trust God? Will you make following him and his word more important than a son or a daughter, a friend, a job, or anything else? How often we fail. How often we make our God small. As if he cannot keep his promises unless we help him or unless we muddy his word and his will. How often we follow our own ways, our own loves, our idols. So God tests us so that we see how capable he truly is. When you read about Abraham in the book of Genesis, you will see a man who falters in his faith, but God is working on him. Abraham repents of his sin. is healed by forgiveness, deals with the earthly consequences of it, and follows God again. His faith is restored. Yeah, Abraham is like us more than you know. And when we falter in our test of faith, let us go back to God and confess it. And having done so, you are forgiven. You are restored too by the sacrifice of Christ and by relying on his mercy. In this test of faith, Abraham, keep steady. May you keep steady too. Maybe a girlfriend or a boyfriend will walk away. That's okay. God's got better. God says to commit to one another as a husband and a wife to face the future together, united. Do so. God says, live by the truth, be honorable. Do so. God says, worship because you drawing close to him to hear his word, his pardon, his strength for life, that makes you face another day with eternity in mind. The Lord will provide. As his hand is raised, God stops him. Abraham, Abraham. Abraham said, I am here. And he said, do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Isaac carried the wood for the sacrifice. Christ carried the cross. And God did not give up his, or God did rather, God did give his own son to save you from sin. God did give up his own son to give you pardon, to give you life, to give you salvation. It is certain. Believe it. A ram becomes the sacrifice in place of Isaac. The Lamb of God becomes the sacrifice in our place. The Lord will provide. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. On Mount Calvary, possibly this very spot, Jesus provides forgiveness of sins, new life, and salvation through his sacrifice. What rite of passage shall come your way to mature you in your faith? Whatever it is, stand firm. Not in your fears, tainted reason, selfish logic, or sin, but stand firm in your faith. For you know he is faithful to his word, his promise. The Lord provides. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.